begged hard for my darling as I would for my life, but they'd not listen to me, although a bond wife. Saying the king must have the sailors to the seas he must go, and they left me lamenting in sorrow and woe. Through green fields and meadows we oftentimes have walked, and the fond recollections together have talked, where the lark and the blackbird so sweetly did sing, and the lovely thrush's voices made the valleys to ring.
Now though I'm forsaken, I won't be cast down. Who knows but my true love someday may return and make me amends for my trouble and strife.
And me and my true love might live happy for life.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler with Blue Rodeo here, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hello. Hey, this is Mike Nelson, formerly of Mystery Science Theater 3000 until I got fired. You're listening to WRCT, 88.3 FM, which is a heck of a lot better than having the top of your head sawed off and having vinegar poured in.
RCT, Pittsburgh.
People say our country is facing polarization like never before. At Inform Your Community, we're on a mission to change that narrative with civility, not hostility. At Inform Your Community, we know the best way to talk about difficult topics is to talk about difficult topics. We're here to educate, bridge gaps, and encourage dialogue by providing engaging, welcoming, and meaningful events that discuss the timely civic issues that matter to you most. To learn more, visit informyourcommunity.org. Sponsored by Inform Your Community.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey there, everybody. I am Amanda Richard, and I welcome you to another exciting episode of Whiskey Before Breakfast, or the Roots Program, depending on where you are listening. We've got a liquored up set to get things started. We've got a gospel set to close things down, and in between, we've got lots of interesting music for you. Let's go ahead and get things started, shall we? When in doubt, you want a drinking song? Look for Wayne the Train Hancock. Here he is, Wayne Hancock with the Drinking Blues.
Sitting in a juke joint, surrounded by alcohol. Sitting in a juke joint, surrounded by alcohol. Well, if I'm gonna have me one beer, you know I'm gonna drink 'em all. Temptation, temptation, why you won't mess with me? Yeah. Temptation, temptation, why you wanna mess with me? 'Cause you're all about nothing.
We're the Paul Skelton now.
Jacked up on caffeine as they load me up at the shack. Got a 44 Ford, got beeped up springs in a big black Cadillac. About 105 miles to Asheville with a load of shine in the back. I'm a runaway train gone crazy, just about to jump the track. Feel that motor roar, hear those tires squeal. Junior coming down the mountain, back in the days when whiskey had wheels. Step ahead of the revenue man, one step over the line. Gonna feed my wife and babies when I get this whiskey sold. paid my tithe to the preacher man. This whiskey is good as gold. You gotta feel that motor roar, hear those tires squeal. Junior coming down the mountain back in the days when whiskey had wheels. Yeah, feel that motor roar, hear those tires squeal. Junior coming down the mountain back in the days when whiskey had wheels.
Worry about how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, one of the top 10 radio shows somewhere.
There's a bottle on the dresser by your ring, and it's empty. Right now I don't feel a thing. I'll be hurting when I wake up on the floor, but I'll be over it by noon. That's the difference between whiskey and you. Come tomorrow, I can walk in the store, it ain't a problem, and they'll always sell me more. But your forgiveness, well, that's something I can't buy. Is there anything that I can do? That's the difference between whiskey and you. One's a devil, one keeps driving me insane. At times I wonder if they ain't both the same. One's a liar that helps hide me from my pain, and one's a long-gone bitter truth. That's the difference between whiskey and you. I've got a problem, but it ain't like what you think. I drink 'cause I'm lonesome, and I'm lonesome 'cause I drink. But if I don't break down and bring it on myself, it'll hit out of the blue. That's the difference between whiskey and you. One's a devil, one keeps driving me insane. At times I wonder, oh, if they ain't both the same. One's a liar that helps to hide me from my pain, and one's a long gone bitter truth. That's the difference between whiskey and you. Oh, that's different between whiskey and you.
listened to Tommy Jackson and his band play Little Ida Red, recorded back in 1958. And I'm playing it from a Bear Family collection called Tommy Jackson, Nashville Fiddler. Anyway, while you listen to Tommy Jackson do Little Ida Red, let me tell you about our opening set of music here on the Whiskey Before Breakfast program, or the Roots Show, depending on where you are located. We started today off with Wayne Hancock doing the Drinkin' Blues from his 2006 record, Tulsa. Then Chris Foglio from his album, Forgotonia, gave us When Whiskey Had Wheels. Yeah, sorry about bootleggers. After the PSA, Chris Stapleton gave us Whiskey and You from his 2015 record, Traveler. And the last thing in the set was Patti Loveless doing Cheap Whiskey from her 2001 record, Mountain Soul. Next, we've got something pretty interesting. Well, I think it is, because I'm in the band. Bertha and the Bells, a Pittsburgh area band, will be appearing on January 27th at UU Songspace in Pittsburgh. And even if you're not listening to this in Pittsburgh, I hope you enjoy the conversation. And remember, support live music wherever you are. We're going to go ahead and let Bertha and Bells kick things off with a version of Lucinda Williams' Crescent City.
Everybody's had a few. Now they're talking about who knows who. Going back to the Crescent City, where everything's still the same. This town has said what it has to say. Now I'm after that back highway, and the longest bridge I've ever crossed is over Pontchartrain. Tous les temps sont temps, that's what we'd say, as we used to dance the night away. Me and my sister, me and my brother, I can hear my Zydeco and laissez le bon temps brûler. Take rides in open cars. My brother knows where the best bars are. I'll see how these blues will do in a town where the good times stay. Tous les temps sont temps, that's what we'd say, as we used to dance the night away. Chanson tone, that's what we'd say, as we used to dance the night away.
Crescent City, as done by Pittsburgh's own Bertha and the Bells. Hey, I'm Paul. I'm the host of WRCT's Friday Night Extravaganza, Viva La Mach. And for reasons that will become obvious in just a moment, Mando can't conduct this interview. But I want to let you know that I'm joined in the studio today with Pittsburgh's own Bertha and the Bells. And as I said, you just heard their version of Crescent City, so let's find out more.
Well, it's always been a favorite of mine. Lucinda Williams recorded it probably about 15 years ago and loved it. When we started this band, I thought it would be a perfect addition to our repertoire.
Thanks, Pam. I guess I should start off by asking, who are Bertha and the Bells?
Yeah, Bertha and the Bells. We are four people coming together with such diverse musical styles and tastes, but it really works. We make this eclectic sound that keeps the audience guessing what song could be next. So that's why I love it. It keeps me guessing. We each bring different types of genres when we get together for a rehearsal, and it really makes it a lot of fun.
That's great. Now, before we go too far into this chat, let's go around the room and introduce yourselves for our listeners.
Hi, I'm Annie Trimble, and I play guitar in this band, and I sing tenor, baritone, bass, whatever is the lowest voice in the group, and I love it.
I'm Pam Hawley. I do some of the singing, and I also play some percussion. I play the banjo uke.
I'm Alice Backer. I'm a native Pittsburgher, and I'm the fiddler, and I love harmonies. I always sing the high harmony.
I have to tell you that I have never sang with such awesome harmony singers as both Annie and Alice. They are tremendous, and it just boggles my mind how good they are and how quickly they can come up with their harmonies.
Because I have a low voice, this is Annie again, I have a really low voice, and I could never sing where most songs were pitched, so High School Musicals were out for me as far as the lead goes. But my dad taught me to sing harmony on, I think, Home on the Range when I was about 9 years old, and I never looked back. So I've been singing harmony all my life, and one of my dreams has been to be with a woman's trio, and now I've got it, and I'm just so tickled that this band came together.
Thanks, Annie. Now, I see one member of the band who looks and sounds a little familiar to me. Why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Richard. I play the bass.
Okay, so we've got Alice, Annie, Pam, and Richard. But where's Bertha?
Bertha is my bass. And she's as thrilled as an inanimate object can be because this is the first band she's ever headlined.
Very nice. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Paul, and I'm speaking with Bertha and the Bells. Now, you folks have an upcoming show here in Pittsburgh soon. Alice, can you tell our listeners a little bit more about it?
As part of the Songspace series that Brian Junker runs, we're going to be playing there on January 27th, 7:30 p.m. at the Unitarian Church. It's at 605 Morwood Avenue. It's at the corner of Morwood and Ellsworth. And the show starts at 7:30, and the doors open at 7 o'clock.
Annie, what about an opening act?
Yes, we're thrilled that our friend Gray Buchanan is going to be performing for us. She's an amazing fiddler, vocalist. She, for those of you local people, she went to the local arts high school as a vocal student, and she's just amazing. She plays fiddle, she plays guitar, she writes songs. I'm really looking forward to her set.
Hold on. You would think Richard would know that radio is not a visual medium, but he's over there with his hand up. So, yes, Richard?
I just wanted to say that in addition to Annie and her husband Kurt being so welcoming to me when I first moved here 6 years ago, and Gray and her whole family were so welcoming to me at all the jam sessions when I first moved here.
Now, for more information about this show, you can go to the Songspace website at www.uusongspace.com. Again, it's January 27th and features two great acts from Pittsburgh's folk music scene. So, Pam, what kind of things have influenced you musically?
I've always loved music, and I was involved with plays and musicals, so Broadway show tunes are a favorite of mine. But I've also loved 70s rock, and folk music. So it kind of, what we do as Bertha and the Bells, it kind of comes together. So we do a little bit of that Broadway show tune-y type thing, but we also do a lot of folk and old time, some spiritual. So it hits really every genre.
That sounds interesting. What about you, Alice?
Well, I've played in bands all of my adult life, and I've been playing violin since I was 7 years old and singing, but I've never enjoyed being a soloist. I've always liked working with people, and when I moved to Pittsburgh, everything just fell into place. I found wonderful people to play with, and we're still performing together.
Once again, Richard has his hand up.
I just want to say that Pittsburgh has been just such a welcoming musical community. It doesn't seem to matter what the genre is. It seems like people here are really, really welcoming. And Cajun and folk and bluegrass and blues, even classical music to some extent.
Again, I want to remind you that my name is Paul, and I'm chatting with the members of Bertha and the Bells. We've been talking about the kinds of music that's influenced them so that you have an idea of what kinds of music you might hear if you go see them live. Now, again, we've got that Song Space show coming up. It's Saturday, January 27th, so you have a chance to see them live very, very soon. Oh, Annie, we haven't heard from you. What kind of music has influenced you?
Well, I grew up, my dad really loved folk music, and he loved classical. We had classical music on the radio every dinner that I ever remember. He had a tenor banjo and harmonica, and we used to sing around the campfire in winter in front of the fireplace. And like I said, he taught me harmonies, first of all. But then I took piano lessons for a long time. So I love classical music, but I also love blues. I was in a Cajun band for 20-some-odd years. And I've been in bluegrass bands and old-time bands, and I just love all kinds of music, and I love what Pam is bringing the show tunes in, and Alice is bringing the swing stuff in. It's so much fun, and it's a challenge, but it makes it really fun for me.
It truly sounds amazing. And you know, I think we've talked long enough for now. Let's actually hear some music. Pam, why don't you pick? What do you want to play for our listeners?
We're going to do a song called Helplessly Hoping that Crosby, Stills, and Nash did, one of my favorites.
Helplessly hoping her harlequin hovers nearby, awaiting a word. Gasping at glimpses of gentle true spirit, he runs, wishing he could fly, only to trip at the sound of goodbye. Wordlessly watching, he waits by the window and wonders at the empty place inside. Heartlessly helping himself to her bad dreams, he worries, did he hear a goodbye? Or even a hello? They are one person, they are two alone. They are three together, they are for each other. Stand by the stairway, you'll see something certain to tell you. Confusion has its cost. Love is in the lying, it's loose in a lady who lingers, saying she is lost and choking on hello. They are one person, they are two alone, they are three together, they are for each other.
That's Bertha and the Bells covering Stephen Stills' Helplessly Hoping. I'm joined in the studio today with Bertha and the Bells, and I have to say, your harmonies are outstanding.
Thanks so much, Paul.
Thanks, Paul. We appreciate
Thanks, Paul.
No problem. Now, as I look at the instruments each of you play, I'll have to say it's a very unique assortment. You have a guitar, you have a bass, a fiddle, and a banjo uke. How did that evolve?
For a while, I was just singing in the band, and then Richard has a ton of instruments in his house, and he said, you know what I think you should play? The banjo uke. And he brought it to me, and I played it, and I'm like, I think you're right. So it really does add a different sound to a lot of our songs.
She liked it so much, she bought it.
I did.
Now, outside of the show coming up on January 27th, Annie, are there any other shows that we should let our listeners know about?
Yes, we'll be performing at the Breezewood Home on Reynolds Avenue in Point Breeze on Saturday, March 2nd. It'll be a nice show. It's a really lovely little space, and he's got popcorn and tea and other things. Really nice.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, at 7 o'clock.
And you can't go wrong with popcorn. So if people want to learn more about Birth and the Bells, what should they do?
They can go to our website. It's birthandthebells.com. You can look at our bios, get a little more in depth about who we are. You can hear some of samples of our music. You can also find upcoming performances and find out how to get a hold of us. birthandthebells.com.
So that's Bertha and the Bells, all spelled out using a bell with an E at the end of that. Perfect. Now, I have to ask, beyond your live shows, are you doing any recording?
As a matter of fact, yes. We just finished recording 8 songs, and right now they're being mixed, and we hope to have the recording available in the spring of this year.
This has been one of the most fun sets of recordings I've ever done. I mean, this band is just so much fun to work with, and I am thrilled to be a part of the rhythm section, and it's just such a pleasure to have a front row seat for the trio and to get to hear them when we practice or when we're on the stage or in the recording.
Thanks, Richard. Thanks.
Now, as a reminder, Bertha and the Bells will be performing live at Song Space at the First Unitarian Church on Moorwood Avenue on Saturday, January 27th. Now, one of the things that I know all 4 members of this band appreciate, and I greatly appreciate, is how active the local music scene is right here in Pittsburgh.
I really take advantage of all of the types of music that are available in Pittsburgh. And I just joined a klezmer group, and I'm going to be playing this year with the Baroque Orchestra. And I'm active with the old-timey music group. We meet several times a week. And I also sing in the Rhode of Sholem Choir.
I have been involved with choirs over the years. I was the director of a group called the Sassy Seniors of Pittsburgh, and we would put on Broadway shows, skits for nursing homes and independent living. I also have a show that I'm directing coming up in March at Steamworks Creative, March 22nd and 23rd. It's called A Night on Broadway.
This is Annie. I've been playing folk music for a long time. I learned finger picking right up, you know, from a class I took when I was about 13. And from there, I discovered bluegrass and learned to flat pick. And I've been in bluegrass bands in California for a long time. And I moved here and discovered old-time music, and I love it. And as everybody has been saying, the music community here, it's a critical mass of wonderful supportive musicians. But I also go to the old-time jams. I'm participating in a bluegrass jam now. I played in a Cajun band forever and ever. But for me, too, it's they're all friends, and they all kind of cross over into different groups, which is really, really fun, too. My husband and I, for years, have hosted house concerts, and I'm finally getting back into doing that after COVID, which is wonderful. And so I've been able to host in a very intimate setting in my home with some wonderful acoustic musicians. So I don't have any coming up, but keep tuned.
And I play in a bluegrass band, in an old-time contra dance and square dance band, and with Bertha and the Bells. And I recently resigned from a position as the bassist with the Pittsburgh Mandolin Orchestra. So, you know, there's lots of music around here, Paul.
There definitely is. Now, remember, folks, wherever you're hearing this conversation, whether you're here in Pittsburgh like I am or Chattanooga, Tennessee, Negaunee, Michigan, Kennett Square, Pennsylvania, wherever you are, support your local music scene and local concert series. Now, as we're wrapping up this chat with Bertha and the Bells, before we go on our way, I need to hear some more music. But how about an original tune from Bertha and the Bells?
Yeah, we're going to do a song. This is Annie. The song that I wrote back in 1992, yeah, a couple of years after I moved here from California, I was learning to drive around Pittsburgh, and I had to write a song because I got lost one too many times. It's called You Can't Get There From Here.
Sounds great. But before we play that song, I want to thank Alice, Annie, Pam, Richard. They are Bertha and the Bells. Oh, yeah, and I need to thank Bertha, too, right? Without her, I guess the band wouldn't exist. So don't forget, Bertha and the Bells are performing live at Songspace on January 27th. You can find out more at their website, berthaandthebells.com. Again, that's all spelled out, and there is an E at the end of Bell. Again, thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening. Here's Bertha and the Bells with You Can't Get There From Here.
One, two, three. When first I moved to Pittsburgh, unfamiliar with this town, I bought myself a city map to learn my way around. A lot of good it did me, though, and it soon became quite clear. The guys who made that map have never driven around here. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here. Well, I'd been here just a week or two when I received a call from a new friend. I'd agreed to drive down to the local mall. When I asked her for directions to her house, she said to me, "It's easy, hon, you turn right where the old hills used to be. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here." I didn't know that Hills was a department store or where it had been. One day I stopped in Aspinwall for reasons I forget. Get back on the highway, going south would be no sweat. Wrong. At last a sign for 28, but what I didn't see was the arrow for the turn I missed, well hidden by a tree. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here. Well, here's a few things that I've learned since I moved to Pittsburgh. I know that Brady's Bridge won't take you to the south side from downtown. There's five roads here named Washington. South Heights is north of town. They say that Mars is close to here. The green belt sometimes blue. And now I know that 7th Street ends at 6th Avenue. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here. So if you're trying to get from Rosslyn Farms to Moon or Beaver Falls, Fort Pitt Tubes to Carson Street, McMurray to Munn Hall, if you try and use a Veterans Bridge to get to a Steelers game, take it from one who's been around and around and around and around. The story's still the same. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here. Oh, you can't get there from here. No, you can't get there from here. Pittsburghers, sing it loud and clear. You can't get there from here.
My thanks to WRCT's The Moxster. Thanks, Paul. Would have been a little awkward if I'd had to interview my own band, huh? All right, that was Bertha and the Bells, and you heard Let's play Crescent City, Helplessly Hoping, and then one of Annie Trimble's original songs, You Can't Get There From Here. In the background, you're listening to Mark Leggett from his record Folktown, which I've told you before, I really like this a lot, and I'm listening to it twice in my car. Yes, my car has a CD player. And the track you're hearing is the Goldsboro Getaway. Next is something from a record by a band called Darling Side that came out in 2023.
May you drift in the current of the day you're swimming through me. May you know that you are nobody else but you.
Not a soul would look up. Not a soul would look up. Not a soul would look down. Not a soul would look up. Not a soul would look down. To show me the way to fair Nottingham town. I rode a gray horse, a rule your only mare, gray mane and a gray tail, a green stripe down her back. Gray mane and a gray tail, a green stripe down her back. There weren't a hair on her be what was coal black. She stood so still, she threw me to the dirt. She tore up my hide and she bruised my shirt. From saddle to stirrup, I mounted again. And on my ten toes, I rode over the plains. Met the king and the queen and a company more, a riding behind and a marching before. Come a stark naked drummer, come beating a drum, with his hands in his bosom, come marching along. They laughed and they smiled, not a soul did look gay. They talked all the while, not a word did they say. I got me a cord to drive gladness away, and to stifle the dust, for it rained the whole day. Sat down on a hard, hot, cold, frozen stone. 10,000 stood around me, and yet I was alone. Took my hat in my hand for to keep my head warm. 10,000 got drowned that never was born.
That flourish in your prime. Be
listen to the new Ballard Branch Bog Trotters play Chilly Winds from their 2014 record, Bog Trotter Blues. Let me tell you what's been going on around here lately on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots Program. Back at the beginning of this little set, you heard from Darling Side from their record, Everything Is Alive. You heard the song Green Light. And then from that compilation, I played tracks from before of music from the Floyd Radio Show at the Floyd Country Store. You heard Elizabeth and Sandy Lapparelle doing Not Him in Town, an old song that came over from England. And so I closed down that set with something from the Pentangle, another old English ballad, Let No Man Steal Your Time. And that's from their, I think that's from their 1967 record, Sweet Child. Hey, we'll be back with more great music right after the station break, so you stick around. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. And they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle dangle, yickety doo, yickety da, ping pong, lippy tubby too ta.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music. down in Balmer? Charm City Junction are going to be putting out a new record called Saltbox. And in the background we're listening to is the track Prairie Fire, a pre-release single. And after this track gets done, we've got lots of interesting things here in the second part of Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program. Sylvia Tyson.
Everyone talking of angels, hope in these troubled times, searching for someone to save us, praying there be a sign.